listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Thank you.
every morning when you give me yet to be. Your presence is our warming. I believe when I can't see, still the more you lead me, the more I follow you home. And the more you teach me,
everybody. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Today's episode is going to be about the word emo. So the topic is, isn't all music emo, or short for emotional? I go back and forth on this one a lot with a few of my musician friends because there seems to be a negative connotation with the word emo. But in the end, it really just is short for emotional. So all music is emotional. It should make you feel something. And going to dive into that topic a little bit today. So here we go. Sunny Day Real Estate and Jimmy Eat World are two of the first bands to really popularize the quote-unquote emo genre or movement, if you will. Then it spawned into bands like Brand New, Taking Back Sunday, My Chemical Romance, Dashboard Confessional. The list goes on and on. For lack of a better way to say this, some people say that emo is a whiny, cut-your-wrist type of music. I disagree. Does it sound like someone is crying on the top of their lungs sometimes? Yes. Do the band members seem like they are timid, shy, standoffish sometimes? Yes. But these things don't determine a whole genre of music. By most standards, it's not about how the band members present themselves. It's about the way they live their life, and the music they create happens to be a product of what's going on in their life and around them. This is how most popular music is written anyway, no matter the genre. After all, I hope all music is emotional, because if it isn't, then why write it and why listen to it if it doesn't make you feel something? Some of my favorite songs give me the goosebumps because they literally hit my soul in a way that few other songs do. Wow, talk about feeling something. What about a song that makes you cry because it puts you right back into that time and place when you first heard the song? Or the song that makes you smile because it reminds you of your first love, your wife? Music does this to us. It makes us feel something. It makes us have emotions. Hence, emo. I hate labeling bands in specific genres, and the fact that the industry perpetuates this idea to the nth degree is scary. All we're doing is putting artists in boxes that they sometimes feel they can't break out of. It's the same thing as a comedian wanting to play a part in a drama. Why can't they feel free to do that and expand in their talents in acting? The same goes for crossover artists in music. Take Taylor Swift. She's considered pop rock, but also country. And you could say this for many different other artists. This is just the first one that pops into mind since she's such a global superstar at the moment. Most artists have influences in more than one genre anyway, so we should allow them to experiment and continue to grow and master their craft of songwriting and performing. That's how we're going to continue to listen to great songs, by having these crossover artists and crossing over different genres and collaborating with other people that you might not think otherwise. I mean, what if your boss told you there is no room for advancement here at all? Would you want to stay at that job or look for another one? I'd be looking for another one as quick as I could, because what they're telling you is that there's no growth here, no incentive to want to be better at what you do or even climb up the personnel hierarchy. It works the same way with music. As human beings, we all want more for ourselves, for our families, for our lives. The moral of the story is, don't put people in boxes, musicians included. Think about it. Would you want to be put in a box? No. Most of us are capable of multitasking and offering way more than what our name plaque says we do at our jobs. Just because you are a musician doesn't mean that's all you can do, play and write music. All in all, specific episode was really about wordplay and taking the quote-unquote emo genre and breaking it down to what it actually means, emotional. Which we know, all music is and has to be. Signing off today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, this is Jim Gavin. See you later, guys.
The water is warmer than the air, living on beach time without a care. It's nice not having
could somewhere be, except right here by the sea. I could stare at the palm trees all day long, sipping on sweet tea and singing some songs. And when the sun begins to set, tomorrow we'll do it all over again. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line. Life's a beach, we should come here once a week, to get a taste of old sweet Caroline. Enjoying a great day in the sun, watching the waves rolling one by one, dipping my feet just to feel the sand in the ocean. We'll go with the flow for all our plans, take a leisurely stroll just cause we can. It's an easy life we live with no deadlines or demands. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line. Life's a beach, we should come here once a week, to get a taste of old sweet Caroline. Everywhere here is a scenic view, everyone here's in a perfect mood. Let's make a toast sailing off the coast, saying how do you do. It's a southern way of living, and I'm giving in to you. This is something I can be used to. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line. Life's a beach, we should come here once a week, taste of old sweet Caroline.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin here from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, coming to you today about a topic that I really, really enjoy and something that has hit home for me a lot recently. It's music as a learning tool and tapping into long-term memory / why don't we sing every day? So, like all the other topics I've talked about, I'm going to get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty here, and hopefully you won't get too far lost with what I'm talking about here and what I'm going to present. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this, what I think is very important and inspiring message. Do any songs take you back to a simpler time? Better yet, do any songs take you back to an awesome time in your life? I know they do for me. Certain bands and songs have stuck with me into adulthood. It's amazing how not listening to one of your favorite songs from childhood or adolescence for a decade could come onto the radio and you know every single word. But we tend not to remember our periodic table of elements or our multiplication tables as best as we really ought to. Why is that? Lyrics are really just words. The elements are really just words, right? Well, yes, but think about most things we learn from our early childhood. Usually it is some type of melody put to those words, which end up sticking with us because it's fun. Music is fun, and therefore we feel like we are not learning, even though we really are. It's the great decoy. Think about it. ABCs, learning the alphabet. Clean up, cleaning up. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops, that's a fun song. It's creative as well. You Are My Sunshine, it's a song about love. So there are countless other examples, but these right here make the case. All in all, when you feel like you aren't learning, for example, having fun, it is the great decoy like we talked about. Some of the best teachers and professors I've had through schooling have made those subjects like history and science to me fun. So I didn't really feel like I was learning, although I really learned more in these classes or courses than any other ones. I discovered that these teachers use songs as teaching points, like We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. That's a history lesson of the 20th century. Up until that point in time when the song was written. That's genius. And this has what stuck with me until my adult life. For me, music is a great teaching tool and is a major reason why I look at what I do every day, teaching music and one-on-one group sessions to special needs adults, as another chance to teach without people feeling like they are being taught to.
It's also why I branched out into writing children's songs about manners and instruments to share with the next generation. Why? I would ask you, why not? It's a great way to impart wisdom on our youth, and they don't feel like they're being ruled or nagged to help with chores. It's taking the cleanup song to the next level. But I digress. Music has proven to bring people with Alzheimer's and dementia out of this state of confusion and zombie-like motion into something meaningful and happy from a good time in their lives. That is amazing. I've witnessed this firsthand by performing in those special units at nursing homes and assisted living facilities. What once was a room filled with people staring at the wall, TV, or floor is transformed into a vibrant space for people to express themselves, regain their identity, and tell stories of old. It's about connection. As human beings, we crave that. We are not meant to live or be alone. That's why it's so important to belong to a community, to have communion with other people. Friendships and relationships are so important. And once we get to a point where we probably won't meet as many people in adulthood or get involved in any group activities, we start to be in our own heads more, and that could be a scary, sometimes downright awful place to be. Music has that ability to break down barriers, bring people out of their shell, and brighten the room almost in an instant. Like food is medicine for the body, music can be medicine for the soul. After all, scientific research has shown that the main area of the brain which processes music, the parietal lobe, forgive me if I don't pronounce that correctly, is the last one to be affected when memory loss has been suffered with old age. This is simply incredible and amazing to think music has this effect on the human psyche. Side note, why don't we just then sing to each other all day long? This would do wonders for our long-term as well as short-term memory, as well as providing a fun way to communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. As far as I can tell, there are two reasons why this isn't already happening. One, singing exerts too much energy, therefore tiring you out sooner than by not singing. That makes sense. It does take a lot of energy to sing, and once I'm done singing for a specific amount of time, I am a little wiped. And two, singing in public for long periods of time isn't socially acceptable, unless at some form of live performance, like a concert. If these are really the only two reasons for not singing to each other all day long, then I feel it is in our best interest to at least consider this idea for future generations. It has become part of our daily routine, like brushing your teeth, grabbing a coffee, putting on makeup, eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, etc. The act of singing increases serotonin levels and crazy amounts of endorphins are sent out, both extremely positive chemicals for our brain to acquire more of. Straight up, it makes you feel good. And who cares if it's not socially acceptable? If there is something out there that is specifically designed to make us feel good, that is perfectly natural, helps us to connect in deeper ways with people, and sustains, if not increases, brain functionality with age and disease, then we should be taking as much advantage of it as possible. It's way better than the alternative of popping pills and getting addicted to these pain medications and painkillers and whatnot, or trying to go through psychedelics to have an experience to increase those levels. This is an all-natural way. I know I want to be happy all the time, as well as remember my loved ones for as long as possible, don't you? Maybe singing all day is a lot to commit to right off the bat. I get that. If this is the case, then start with 5 minutes, then increase it to 10, 15, 20, 30, 45 minutes, and even up to an hour. Before you know it, you'll be craving it more and more the more you do it. It's inevitable. You can't help but feel good when singing. Could you imagine if all the world leaders, politicians, decision makers sang to each other all day long instead of argued? It would no doubt lead to less conflicts, disagreements, and wars, which would lead to less people dying in vain and more peace and overall happiness in the world. Seems like a perfectly viable and easy solution, right? Like with anything in life worth doing, start small. Take your time, and you'll be pleasantly surprised with the results over time, I believe. It will be all things great and beautiful for you. For example, I'm currently averaging 2 hours of singing a day, which has been like this for the past 3 years. Some days it's more, of course, some days less, but every day I spend a little time singing and I know I am better off for it. This is easy for me to say since I sing while at work for and with the people I serve and support. But if this weren't the case, I'd still be singing in the car to and from work as I do now, and while on the road running errands as I've done this my entire musical life, which is from age 16 until now, and I'm 33. So it's been about 17 years I've been singing pretty much every time I'm in the car, and even when I'm at home doing chores, playing around with my son now. So it's become very much a part of my daily routine, and you can make it yours as well. So why don't we just I give it a try, I guarantee you won't be disappointed. That's kind of silly, right? But guess what? Didn't it make you feel better just all of a sudden breaking out in the song? I know it made me. So think about it. It's a really, really interesting way to go about your day and make yourself feel better in a very natural sort of way. Have a great day, everybody. Signing off from Key of Awesome Music, this is Jim Gavin. Bye-bye.
It's been a while since I've played the game. What goes where and who says when it's too late? Like a long walk on the beach, we find a way for us to meet. Connect in touch with a memory of you. Yes, I will. Said you need to run away. We just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. I lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece in a part of it, a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the size of heaven and pumpkin pie. A sweet dream that finally came true. Yes, it did. They all said you need to run away. We just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.